Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a Kingdom Living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveil our Lord Jesus Christ and His Kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 to 3 is our general introduction to a series we've been doing on the basics or the first laws of the kingdom of God. The first laws of the kingdom of God. In Jesus Christ, bringing the kingdom of God to the earth, reintroducing the kingdom of God to the earth, He taught some basic things which have been categorized or listed in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. And the Bible refers to them as the teachings of Christ or the doctrine of Christ. So that's where we are taking our general introduction from. It says, therefore, leaving the discussions of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. So there are six teachings over there which the Bible directly attributes to Jesus. It calls it the teachings of Jesus or the teachings of Christ. Now, behind these teachings are underlining laws, you know, that strengthens the teaching. That is a foundation of the teaching, so to speak. And we have started looking at them. We have first of all looked at the law behind the teaching on eternal judgment, which is the law of the Lordship of God. It's because He is Lord that He can judge us. Hallelujah. Now, the law behind the resurrection of the dead is what is called the law of the supremacy of life. Life is supreme. That is why the dead can resurrect. So we want to take an aspect of the supremacy of life and speak to the issue. We want to look at the subject of eternal life. Eternal life as something very basic to the kingdom of God. As something that is the first law in the kingdom of God that Jesus Christ brought. So, I want us to understand that there are various kinds of life, such as animal life, angelic life, plant life, and so there is also the life of God, or God's life. It is called in the Greek language, aeonos zoe, or eternal life. Okay? Now, eternal life can also be called the kingdom life, because the first time it was ever introduced was in the first kingdom era, when Adam and Eve were created and put in the Garden of Eden. So, that is where we see eternal life introduced to human beings or to the earth. Okay? So, Adam and Eve, our first parents, originally had eternal life in them, and that made them bear the express image and glory of God. Because they had eternal life, they could live like God on this earth. They had kingdom life, okay? So they could rule like kings, just as God rules as a king, all right? But this eternal life, which our first parents had, was debased through sin. And so it made all mankind live a corrupted life, which was short of the glory of God that our first parents knew. So Romans 8:23 says that all have sinned and fallen short or come short of the glory of God. So this life that is falling short of the glory of God is what we now call human life. Okay? Now, I want you to understand that the kind of life that is in you determines your potential. So the plant life makes a plant behave like a plant. So a plant cannot move unless you forcefully remove it by the root and transport it. But because it has got plant life, it cannot walk on its own. Okay? So a plant life makes a plant behave like a plant. An animal life makes an animal behave like an animal. Have you ever asked yourself, why does a dog behave like a dog? It is because of the kind of life that is in it. Okay? And similarly, human life makes you behave like a human being and not like a fish. It is simply because you have got a certain life in you that determines your potential, that makes you live in a certain way on the earth. So I want you to understand that God's life or eternal life, it also makes you live or behave like God on this earth. Hallelujah. That is why the kind of life that is in you determines the potential that you can unleash on this earth. It's wonderful, isn't it? When a human being receives Jesus as Lord and Savior, he becomes born again. What happens is that what we call human life is not taken away by God. He still has human life. Is that right? It's only that the human life has passed away. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, for 2 Corinthians 5:17, I should say, it says that if anyone is in Christ, he is what? A new creation. All things have passed away. Can you say passed away? You know what that one means? All things have passed away. It means that they are what? When we say something has passed away, what does it mean? It's gone. All right. In a certain sense. When we say something has passed away, a particular hairstyle has passed away, what does it mean? It means it is out of fashion. It is outmoded. It is no longer something that you have to live by. You can live by it. You can decide to be kolo. You understand that term. You can decide to live in the past of humans. But actually, if you are living like that, you are not current. You are not abreast with what God is doing or has done in human life or about a human being. So the Bible says that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are outmoded. Behold, all things have become what? New. And verse 18 says that, and all things are of God. What does it mean in the context of this discussion? What it means is that when you become born again, God doesn't take your human life away. He introduces eternal life into you as a believer. Okay? So he expects you to live by the current life that he is giving you, by the kingdom life, by eternal life, by what is called in the Greek Aeonos Zoe. So this is just like in the Garden of Eden, where mankind was given the choice between the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So you have got human life, which is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and then you have got what? Eternal life, which is the tree of life, actually. So you have a choice. Just like Adam and Eve had a choice. You have a choice to live your human life, the outmoded life, or to live eternal life, or the life of God out on this earth. So, you have to choose rightly. You can choose to live the downgraded, corrupted life we call human life. Or you can choose to live by the life of God, which is eternal life. So, the life that you focus and feed on. Can we all say focus? And feed. The life that you focus on and you feed on as a human being determines your output in life. It determines how your life will become practically on this earth. Okay, so if you focus on human life or the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you live in a certain manner. If you focus on the tree of life or eternal life, which actually is Jesus Christ, then your life also goes in a particular way. So it all depends what you are focusing on as a believer listening to me. What are you focused on? Human life. Well, we are all humans. It's human. As human beings, it's all that. You know? Or you can focus and feed on the tree of life. Actually, God told Adam and Eve, our first parents, to freely eat of every tree in the garden, including the tree of life. They were supposed to feed on the tree of life. Is that right? And not on the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, although it was God who created that tree. Human life comes from God, so to speak, but he doesn't want us to feed the human life. He wants us to feed his life that is in us, so that we can live out his life or be like him. So I want us to note some few things about eternal life, and then we will look at something else. One thing about eternal life is that it is for the earth. It is not just for something just for eternity. Some people think that eternal life will begin when we enter into the kingdom future. No, it's not so. The kingdom begins now, and God wants us to live out eternal life now. Hallelujah. That is why he gave our first parents eternal life. Okay? So, eternal life is for the earth. It's for life on this earth. Number two, eternal life is to replace human life. Eternal life is to replace human life, because human life is outmoded. If you are in Christ, it's a past life. It's passed away. There is a new life which is of God. It is God's life. It is eternal life. It is kingdom life or kingdom living. All right? And then the other thing is that your original life is not human life, but eternal life. Eternal life is our original life. So God doesn't load you with excess baggage that you carry, eternal life, which you will not use. Why does he give us eternal life now if we don't need eternal life on this earth now? We need it now. Hallelujah. Because our original life is eternal life. It is not something we are struggling to live by. It is something that God originally created human beings. Adam and Eve had eternal life in them until it was corrupted, and it became what we now see and call human life. So that's our original life. He gives us the original. He takes us to the beginning, life, eternal life, the life of God, so we can live like God, even on this earth. Hallelujah. Eternal life is that it gives you access to the realm of eternity. Eternal life gives you access to the realm of eternity. There are many people who are blind to eternity. They don't know. They don't even know eternity. They live their life as if life is just today and tomorrow. But eternity, hallelujah. Eternal life gives you access into the realms of eternity. Just the fish life gets access into water and lives there. The other thing is that eternal life gives us what? It gives or introduces God's to you. It introduces God's potential into you. Okay? Like Jesus Christ, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am eternal life. The life. I am eternal life. If you have eternal life, then you have Jesus. If you have Jesus, you have life. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. So you don't eternal life. You feed on Jesus. You focus on eternal life, which is in you. Colossians 3, 4, 6, 4. When Christ, who is our life, shall be him. He is our life. Hallelujah. Not just the life of God, but he is also our life. Eternal life is not automatic. It is a choice you have to make. That's something you need to know. It is a choice. Eternal life quickens your elements, your human elements. They are quickened by the life of God. Eternal life.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry and outreach to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of God, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus. Mankind teach the kingdom system of God, and our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior to Christ through prayer, living, teaching and preaching, literature, sermon, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Ember Broadcast.
So, eternal life changes your body, your human body. It gives life to your human body. Eternal life quicken our minds, hallelujah, and all your elements. When you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, life boosts your intellect or your intelligence, because it's a superior life. And where human eternal life can expand it, so that you can become a better person with the life of God or eternal life, can develop it. Hallelujah. It also quickens your body. Wonderful. The final thing about eternal life is that it is a sin-free life. Eternal life, living a sin-free life, because it is God's life. And God cannot send to put His seed in you. You live a sin-free life. Eternal life is also a sin life, because it's the life of God. It is a failure-free life. If you feed it, you focus on it, even your failures are successes, because God uses His purpose for your good. Even your mistakes are not mistakes. When you die, you're not dead. When your body is sick, you are not sick. You are healthy, and sickness is trying to attack you. It's not just sick. You have to get healing. You are healed. You have health, and sickness is trying to attack. You have to know that the deposit you have is health. You have it. He gives you more abundantly. But the devil wants to come and steal, to kill, and to destroy. So the foundation, the first principles of the kingdom of God, the first of the kingdom, is to know that basically I have a life that is supreme. I have eternal life, the life of God, which is supreme. Okay? Eternal life is also poverty-free life. That is why God will look at you and He will not say you are poor. He will look at you and Jesus will tell you you are rich. You think you are poor, but you are not poor, you are rich. Hallelujah. You think you are sick, but you are not sick, you have health. And that is what you have to set your mind upon, that you have health. Okay? Eternal life is a curse-free life. Is a life where you are free from generational curse, because the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus will set you free from the law of sin and death. There is such a law as the law of sin and death. It's the same for sowing and reaping. It means that if you sin, you will die. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 verse 3 also, that the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has exempted me from the law of sin and death, from the law of sowing and reaping. It's wonderful, because somebody reaped all of our evil sowing on the cross until He was banished and forsaken by God. Hallelujah. He reaped where we should reap. So that what? So that we can only enjoy the good things that He has. He reaped all the bad things for us to enjoy or reap the good things. So the Bible says that Jesus has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Alright? Because on the cross He was made a curse for us, that the blessing of Abraham, He redeems us from the curse of the law, not from the blessing of the law. He redeems us from the negative, not from the positive. Hallelujah. It's wonderful, the life that we have as believers. But we have to know this life, because it's not just a poverty-free life or a curse-free life. It's also a punishment-free life. The believer is not punished by God. The believer who knows what Jesus has done for him is not punished by God, because Jesus took all his punishment that he will enjoy. Hallelujah. God only corrects us. His judgment on us are corrective, not punitive, not punishment. But as beloved children, he corrects us, just as we also correct our children. Hallelujah. Eternal life is a stress-free life. These are seven characteristics if you went through everything. It's a stress-free life. It's a life of rest. Okay. Now, what I want to teach us for the rest of the session is to teach us how to focus on the current life which is in you. How to focus on eternal life. How to feed on eternal life. How to feed on God's life, kingdom life, eternal life. Who is Jesus? How to feed on Jesus? How do I feed on the tree of life, like Adam was told to eat the tree of life? Currently, how do I eat the life of God which is inside me as a believer? That is what we want to look at. I want to begin this by telling us that no one shows another person how to eat. Okay? How to eat the tree of life. How to feed on eternal life which is in you. And I tell you that, yes, in a sense, nobody teaches another person his mouth is. Provided he or she knows where the mouth is. So you put something in the hand, the best thing to where to direct it. He will not put it on top of his head. Nor in his ears. Built into this person is the knowledge of eat. That we eat by taking food and putting it in our mouth, not in our noses. Forgive my extreme example. But you see, you cringe at it because it is through the mouth. Why do you mention the nose? It's disgusting. It is because, in a sense, nobody teaches how to. So if you have the life of God, listen carefully to me. If you have the life of God, instinctively you know. You know how to feed on Jesus. You know how to focus on eternal life. And we do it without knowing that this is the way. So my work is just to or reinforcing something that you know about already. I'm reinforcing something that you do to measure, just so that you will increase your measure of eating, of doing that. So move away from instinctive eating, where you can take food and put it in your mouth without your mind thinking that you are eating. As it happened to you, go. He said, "Oh, I forgot. I'm fasting." Oh, you see, your instinct that it goes into the mouth, and your mind wasn't there. It's, why did I put this food into my mouth? I want to teach you that there is something that you as a believer, you know how to do. Don't feel stressed at all. All you have to know, this is the way of feeding on Jesus, so that you do intentionally. You do it intentionally. You do what is called intentional eating. Eating with your full consciousness and not like the other one. Hallelujah. So, I want us to look at Ephesians 4:18 very quickly. Ephesians chapter 4 and then verse 18. The Bible says over there, just believers, let's pick it from 17 for context. This I say therefore, Ephesians 4:17, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk. In other words, don't live like a human being. Can you see it there? Can you see in that scripture? It says that I am telling you Christians that don't walk like unbelievers. Don't walk like they walk. How do they walk? They walk like human beings. They, in other words, that's figuratively. They live human life in the futility of their minds. So, the way that unbelievers walk, they walk the futility of their minds. It means that the way that they walk has to do with their mind. The mind. They are humans. Says, don't walk like that. Don't live the human life. So, verse 18 now. Having an act Have you seen that? That the way they walk has to do with their mindset. The way that their mind think. It has to do with their thinking. What they focus on with the mind. So that their understanding has been darkened. In the Greek word, understand is their deep thought. Having their deep thought darkened. So the question is, what is your thought as a believer? You think like an unbeliever? Darkened mind with the kingdom act, with no understanding that the old things, the old human life is as mold as clay. The next phrase says, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance. Please underline ignorance. Being alienated from the life of God. See, unbelievers, they live human life. Don't walk like them. Because 1 Timothy 6:2 said, called to eternal life. So don't walk like an unbeliever. Their mindset is not correct. What they think about is wrong in the first place. Their understanding, their deep thought is darkened. It has no kingdom light. And it says that they are alienated from the life of God. The life of God is what? Eternal life. They are alienated from the life of God. The word alienated is the word alien. An alien is somebody who doesn't belong. So we have aliens coming. Some people think that aliens, they come from a certain planet, the earth. You know? They don't belong to the earth. But they come. They have a form of life. Not human life. Their head is usually big. And they are green colored. Maybe their eyes. And they always move slow motion. We've seen an alien food before. They don't have a life. And they want to come and invade our earth. The Bible doesn't teach that anyway. So don't be scared. Although you watch it in the scientific fiction movies and all that. See, some believers, they are alienated from the life of God. It means that they don't have the life of God. They are separated from eternal life. Because of what? Because of the ignorance which is in them. Look into your Bible, is there. Being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance which is in them. What are they ignorant of? The word ignorant is from the word ignore. I-G-N-O-R-E. You ignore something, you will grow ignorant. If as a believer, you ignore eternal life which is in you, you don't focus on it, you don't feed on it, you become alienated from the life of God. You walk as the Gentiles walk. In the futility of their mind is not correct. Even their deep thought is darkened. It hasn't got kingdom life. Because of that, they are alienated. They are aliens from eternal life, from the life of God. But we are not like that. Believers are not like that. Believers must not focus on human life. They must focus on the life of God. They must have knowledge about eternal life because it is the basic principle of Christ. This principle of the kingdom of God is an understanding of the kind of life that you have. That it is different from the old one that I had. I've showed you what eternal life is. But I want you to understand that it is true ignorance. I made you to underline the futility of their minds. Okay, it has to do with their mindset. Having their understanding darkened. It has to do with what? Their mindset, their understanding. And then he says that what? Because of the ignorance which is in them. It has to do with the lack of knowledge, their mentality. So, how do you feed on eternal life? Number one, it is with your mind. It's with your mind. Hallelujah. You mustn't have an unbeliever's mind. We think we are humans. You who want to partake of the life of God or Aeon Zoe, of kingdom life, you have to be aware. Be aware of it.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent, talk to you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins. Save me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.